On the sound of Texas 95.9, The Ranch.
Thanks for being on your side of the radio, Ranch fans. Good to be back in studio with Miss Heather.
Yes.
Glad you're feeling better.
I'm so glad to be back.
You got over the sick, whatever that was.
It was a bug that nobody wants.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you're better. Everything is better with you in
yes,
the house. So
I'm glad to be back. Well,
good to be back together for a couple of days.
Before
we had to, did you really?
Bless I missed you.
Aw.
I was so sad.
Yesterday.
Yes.
And I don't, because I've had zero sense of time, calendar days, what day of the week it is.
Nobody does right now.
It's just been this weird holiday funk that, you know, it's been nice to have the time off, but you really kind of do lose all sense of things.
Yeah.
Because there is no more curfew. You know, for all intent and purposes.
Time doesn't exist.
So I do know that yesterday was Sunday and that our particular church did not have a service yesterday because we had so many Christmas Eve and Christmas Day services that they just let that suffice as, you know, Sunday church last week. But one church that did, of course, that we're all fully aware of now, alongside many others, was our friends at West Freeway Church of Christ, White Settlement, Texas. A little suburb of Fort Worth, just I-30, Loop 820, part of town. Las Vegas Trail, specifically. Mm-hmm. And there is a member of our family that is a member of that church that was there yesterday in the congregation.
Yeah.
When the tragedy went down with the gunman. And as thankful as I am to have you back, I'm thankful that this young man,
he'll
always be
us.
A young man to me, is still with us today.
Yeah.
Because he was just feet away from the gunman yesterday when that went down. And this morning, as I said earlier, thank God, by the grace of God, you and so many others
are still here with us.
Just feet away from us this morning. And it's good to see your face, Ron. I wish it was under better circumstances, but I commend your bravery. And I know that you just have a heart. For in times of tragedy, you've always been so good. When you were here with us on Ranch Radio, you were always so good at being a light, a beacon of peace and comfort in times of tragedy. And now it's come home to you.
It's the opposite.
Yeah.
This morning,
and you're looking for some of that, but you're still delving it out. That's what you've always been so good at. So I commend your bravery and. I'm just,
smile.
Grateful that you're with us this morning.
245 people were at our service yesterday. We average around 250.
Mm-hmm.
We're a congregation of about probably 300.
Yeah.
And, you know, still some out for the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of, there were a lot of people that reached out to us yesterday that were not there at the service. There was a threesome that was out in the parking lot coming in. When they saw the police officers arrived, and they said, let's not go in right now.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So, yeah, there was a lot of folks that got word about this that weren't there had they been there.
Ron Moore is in studio with us. A lot of you know Ron as the traffic stud. Called him Uncle Ron for a number
Uncle
of years.
Ron.
Always be Uncle Ron. And I guess it's probably been a year since you were here full-time, so to speak, doing traffic for us.
I've been wandering the halls.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
we see you all the time.
You're still the Cubs sports reporter around here.
Yes.
I don't want to ask too much of you, but I know that because your spirit is to share and to heal, and you're so good at doing that, and you've helped so many others do that throughout the years, as I mentioned. Walk me through your situation yesterday morning as you're there in the pew listening to the word.
Our service usually starts with a greeting from our preacher, and then we take about 60 to 90 seconds in which we just go around the auditorium and greet our family. We greet visitors, and this gunman had come in before the service, and my wife met him at the door and introduced herself to him. And then the next thing we know, others are during this greeting time talking to him and so forth, not knowing what was inside that long black coat he was carrying.
Because at this point, you know, so many have said, including other members of your congregation, that, yes, this gentleman was a stranger.
Yes.
Yes, there was something off about him a little bit, but because we're a church of the people.
We let him in.
Right.
And
we want everyone to hear the message. And if someone needs assistance, we want to be that kind of church that provides that. And I think a lot of churches, if not all of them, are that way.
Right.
And so there's really not a whole lot of questions asked.
But nothing took place at that time, so we go into our service. We have some songs. We have a prayer. One of the victims got up and read the scripture. yesterday and was reading from the Proverbs about a man of integrity, which was going to be the sermon that our preacher, Brett Farmer, was going to preach on.
Mm-hmm.
We go into communion. We had already taken the bread, and we were about to have our prayers, and we actually were in the prayer for the fruit of the vine when the gunshots started firing. Mm. I hear the noise. I don't know what's going on other than hearing the noise. I knew right then and there it was somebody shooting. And so I get my wife and I tell her to drop to the floor. Her brother-in-law is sitting next to her, my brother-in-law rather, and we all drop to the floor. My daughter is still sitting in the pew frozen, but she's upset. Others were still sitting in their pews not knowing what to do. But as quickly as those two gunshots took place, a third gunshot was echoed through the auditorium by the head of our security team, which took down the gunman. And then others drew their weapons and stood ground until police arrived on the scene.
Jack Wilson is the gentleman's name that took down the gunman, member of your congregation, parishioner there, and a member of the security team. He was not necessarily a security officer, uniformed officer, just a member of the church who'd been.
These are men that have been trained by Jack. Jack formerly had a gun range in Whiskey Flats.
Yeah.
And had been training individuals on how to properly use a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
And so these were. The best term that has been described by the media is these were volunteers.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of churches have put in place a security detail. Mm-hmm. You know, I know our church has a security detail. What background these gentlemen and young ladies in some form have, not real sure. But I think it's not to keep people out. It's to protect those that are inside, including, you know, at the onset of this thing, the gunman that walked in.
Yeah.
You know, they were there to protect him just like anybody else because— For all intent and purposes, your congregation looked at him. Here's someone we don't recognize. Here's someone we don't see. Maybe this is a lost soul.
Yeah.
Maybe this is someone that we can lead to the word.
But as you mentioned a moment ago, someone in that congregation saw the fake beard and the fake hairpiece this man was wearing.
Mm-hmm.
And she looked at her husband and said, I don't feel comfortable right now.
And that makes sense because we've also been taught when you see something, you say something.
Exactly.
And so when you notice something like that, it's just safe to do that because that's a little bit of extreme on, okay, this gentleman's a little odd. We don't recognize him. But I think to that point, you know, that's where she gets her.
Those are definitely things that you wouldn't normally see someone walking around anywhere.
6 seconds.
6 seconds is all it took.
Does it seem like an eternity?
It seemed a lot longer than that.
Yeah.
And the time that we had to stay there until the authorities released us from the building, we had to stay inside that building. We could not go out. If we went out, we could not come back in. But every person that was there was interviewed by either a police officer or a sheriff deputy or a member of the FBI.
Yeah.
And then once those interviews took place, they released us.
Ron, I commend you so much the way that you're able to speak about this morning because you've not missed a step in your news reporting. You know,
strong
background
man.
That you have. I mean, but you are just as much a part of this as anyone else. And let me tell you, and on behalf of Heather and the Ranch family and our sister station Hank FM, who you also you know still do some work for as you do for us. As much as you are a part of this, we want to make sure that you know how much we love you and that we pray for you. And your family, and lean in on you. And as much as you're trying to do a service on behalf of your church by being that voice and having this opportunity to speak, you know, to a lot of people, know that if you need to, you know, when you take time for yourself, and you should, we're gonna be here for you. Mm-hmm. Those of us that are fortunate enough to sit on this side of the radio, and there's so many others out there on the other side of the radio that are just leaning in on loving on you specifically because they feel like, and they do.
They've
because,
known you for years.
You know, for years now.
To the people listening on the ranch and, of course, to our friends across the hall over there on Hank FM, many of them who I've loved over the years that I've worked here, I'm okay. I feel empty right now, but I'm all right.
And family's good?
Family's good. And we're going to get through this. Tonight, we're going to have a service at the building at 6 o'clock. And we're going out to the parking lot. We even reached out to Mayor Betsy Price and invited her to come be with us.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going to be a service of unity. But it's also going to be a service of strengthening our church. Because I believe that once this service is done, our church is going to be as strong as it ever has been and more united for what we want to do in that community, and that's to reach the lost.
Yeah.
I want to make sure we clear something up before we go too much further down the road, Ron. The gathering tonight at 6 p.m. there at your church, it's been mentioned that it's for the church family.
It's basically mm-hmm. for the church family, yes.
Is it growing? Because I can only imagine that there'll be media and there'll be folks that want to be there, as like I said, to love on you, and at the same time want to respect the privacy of the church family.
It's very possible you need to bring a heavy coat because we may end up going to the parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I want to hit three quick bullet points. Guys, number one, the number of churches that have responded saying that we prayed for you yesterday. I saw on Facebook a church in Israel, Nazareth, Israel, prayed for us.
Mm-hmm.
A church in Illinois prayed for us. A church in Washington State was concerned, as well as all the churches in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that heard the word. Because this story broke on Fox and CNN, as well as local. Number two, the number of first responders that arrived on the scene. White Settlement had all their resources that they could handle, and they needed more help. So the mutual aid call went out to Fort Worth, and Fort Worth officers arrived. Fort Worth firefighters, MedStar, and then, of course, Tarrant County, the Sheriff's Office.
Mm-hmm.
And then next we see state authorities and then federal authorities arriving on the scene. And we're thankful for those first responders to help with the cause, help interview the members. I know it was a long, enduring afternoon that we all had to sit there and wait. We couldn't leave. We couldn't come back.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that they were there. And also I'm thankful for the White Settlement Independent School District for the fact that they provided food for us when we couldn't get out of that building. So they brought water and sandwiches, and they made burritos for the first responders. So we had something to eat at least during the lunch hour.
Sure.
And then finally, what can you do? Pray for us.
Yeah. That's the question everybody has at this point, is
pray for the church and pray for the city of White Settlement, because it devastated that community yesterday. But it's what we need right now.
And to the
listeners out there, you say, what can I do? One thing you can do is pray. Pray for the church and pray for the city of White Settlement, because we all need it right now.
Mm-hmm.
That city was devastated yesterday. Don't say it can happen in your own backyard, because it will. It's such a crazy, evil world that we live in today. And I don't mean to get up here and start preaching to you, but we do have an evil world. That's the realistic thing we need to be concerned with. And we need to do what we can to protect ourselves, but also to tell these people, we love you.
Yeah. That's the one thing that you mentioned to me yesterday about when we got off the phone, was like, we're just that kind of church. This gentleman walked in, and we're the kind of church that welcomes everybody and tries to lead them to the word.
One of our members, his name is John Richardson.
Mm-hmm.
John was interviewed, I believe, yesterday by WFAA.
Yes, sir.
And when he had the interview with the members of the WFAA team, he told them, he said, we need to forgive this man and forgive this family. Just like what you saw over in Dallas a few months ago in the Amber Geiger trial.
Yeah.
He forgave her and loved her. And yes, this man did wickedness. And we do think, yes, why did he do this wickedness? But he has a soul like we all do. And so, I could extend an invitation, but I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I preached enough, but you know,
and you're so good at it.
You know where I'm coming from.
I know where exactly where you're coming from.
Pray for White Settlement. Pray for West Freeway.